Ah, here we go. Welcome, everybody. We're still live out here. Can you imagine it? I gotta text the boys here to rejoin us. I don't know if Rocky's coming back. I hope he does. He's a good guy. Unfortunately, my boy Brock. Oh, he, of course. He's the first one in the chat, and he's the first one I was going to text. So now I have to text Cody and Laka. Brock, I'm so sorry you got cut off.
Yeah, that's all right. As a Jewish guy said, no skin off my nose.
Eventually, we'll finish your weekly wrap-up. Again, like I said, weekly wrap-up will only be available on the pod app. Oh, Rocky found it. I'm so glad. Rocky, please call in. I want you back on the show. I like this guy a lot. He's fucking funny. I like him. I like him a lot. Rocky, welcome back to... hold on. This is going to be your make or break moment here. Welcome back to your favorite internet wrap-up show, which the name of it is...
The weekly wrap-up.
I love this guy. I fucking love this guy. And of course, let's put the floor back up to my one, my only, my co-host, Cody. Honestly, I'm glad because Cody listened to the most recent episode of the Wrap It Up podcast. We'll get to you. We've got a lot to get through still. We still got another challenge. Weekly wrap-up. I was saying to Cody... The Wrap It Up podcast, Laka and I the other day. Very good episode. We had a couple issues early. We worked through it. Everyone loves a good amount of adversity. You need it. You need it. I mean, look at Hollywood these days. They love diversity. I love to battle through adversity. And so we did that with our most recent episode. That was out there. I'm going to shit on your chest-a-ty. And so we've still got a few more topics to bang out.
Okay.
This episode, hold on.
He lost his place.
I think this next.
You were thinking about shitting on my chest.
I think. Shut up. I think this next topic might get the wrong vibes.
This is a technically bi-weekly wrap-up, I guess. If you
know it. Listen, if I was a bi-weekly wrap-up guy. Maybe. Listen, okay, fine. So. We need to have a conversation. This is weekly wrap-up. It's only on the Podbean app. Brock. I'm going to ask you this question real quick before we dive into the next topic. How did you get this app? It must have been so hard to download, right?
Yeah, it was.
Fucking really hard. So what you're supposed... I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
The university you're talking about, I'm retarded, so I'm on.
Fuck off!
No, I'm on Android, so I went to the Google Play Store.
So you're a genius.
And I typed in Pod, and after I downloaded all the coffee apps,
listen,
I found this
that
one.
It's simple. It's simple out here, and so I've debated how I wanted to get into this. What was an inside job? Haha, I'm kidding. But I think we do have to need a conversation here. Weekly wrap up only on the free Podbean app. Like you just heard, anyone can download it. Clearly, if you listen to that last interaction, anyone can download the app. We need to have a conversation.
If they're listening on Podbean, they've already got the app.
Yeah, so I'll tell you why it's exclusive to Podbean. It's because Brooks is too lazy to upload it to any other platform.
Shut up! But you're right. And so, well, we need to have a conversation about the fact that there's been some great comedy specials out there this year. Shane Gillis put out a banger. Ari Shaffir's special was very good. Donald fucking Trump might be the funniest person in the world. And I know this is not on the, I'm not talking about the politics. I do not care. That's not what this show is about. I'm talking about the strict fact that he was, I'm going to try and find the clip. So I'm going to let you guys take the reins from here after this, but he was on some sort of stage and said something about somebody looking ugly. And that is somebody who is going to lead the nation, which is fucking hilarious to me. But I'll let you guys talk as I try to find the clip. So the floor is yours.
Find the clip of him promoting Dare to podcast.
Oh, shit. You get that one and send it to me, and then I'll play it.
No, you just go to YouTube and go to the deep...
YouTube? I'm not going to YouTube.
YouTube. That's another platform.
You can download it through your PlayStation.
Yeah. What?
I'm definitely not finding it, because if you look up Donald Trump on YouTube, you're so fucked. But it was legitimately funny. He's a funny guy, which I think is technically a hate crime to say. I don't care about politics in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't affect me. I just go to work. I don't care. I watch football. I gamble. I'm on an ice cold streak right now that we're going to get to. Fuck Ohio State. We'll get to that. But the guy's fucking funny. I mean, you can't knock him for comedy purposes. He is very funny, and I did enjoy whoever the fuck he was talking to. He called them ugly. That is a hilarious insult. Calling somebody ugly is a great insult. Am I wrong?
No.
Well, it depends. If they're ugly, no.
Well, yeah. I mean, also calling a hot person ugly is funny because they will freak out about it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't like to have their feelings hurt, so they freak out. Somebody asked me the other day what my pronoun was. I said, what do you think my pronoun is, dumbass? I got a beard and long hair, and I don't have tits.
Are your pronouns? You know,
ugly woman.
And they looked at me and they said, guy, well, you don't have to
die. You are that fucking guy, Rocky.
They looked at me and said, well, you don't have to be so brass about it. I said, fuck off.
Fuck, I don't.
Then why are you?
Damn right. His pronouns are that guy, because guess what?
He is him.
I'm your worst nightmare if you piss me off. Listen, I've got abilities that most people who play PlayStation Call of Duty will never attain, because in combat there are no do-overs and there are no time.
There are no time.
You don't want to catch that. These NBA 2K hands on PlayStation.
You don't even get a goddamn smoke break, not an intermission.
No, there's no intermissions.
No, there ain't nothing. You smoke while you're shooting. Okay, you piss good. While you're shooting. Sometimes you piss on yourself while you're shooting.
Sounds good.
Because there is no stopping
until Kelly the game's over. Still proud right now.
R. Kelly would be so proud, bro. Stop it.
Weekly wrap up. We've still got shit to get into here this week, which is what.
Check your WhatsApp, Brooks.
Oh boy, what the fuck? What did you do? I'm stalling.
Oh no.
I'm stalling. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Well, stuttering.
Just remember one very important thing. Prior planning prevents piss poor performance.
The greatest podcast doing big numbers. It would be un-American of you not to watch it.
Listen, yeah. You might be right. You might be right. The return on Tuesday. I've got a lot to up
on Friday.
Well, the biggest is, I think, the shocking revelation that he is a Josh Giddey defender, and Giddey is Giddey about the Giddeys. Now, wow, that bombed. Now,
you'd hit it.
No, the fuck, I would not. Weekly wrap up. I don't know if I want to tag that one.
Lies.
Ohio State lost. That one's tough. I don't think I have any open bets at the moment. I have Los Angeles Kings to win the Pacific Division, but that won't clear until like April when I'm golfing again and I'm not so miserable. What do you boys got? What else do we got? Rocky.
What?
This is another conspiracy theory.
Do you want me to give you a conspiracy theory?
Yes.
Okay.
Just make one up like all the other ones.
I want to give you a good one here. Okay. Give me a few seconds here.
You got all the time in the world. What else do we have?
Is the earth round or flat? Is the earth round or flat? Come on.
No, don't do this.
Round. That's
don't.
Round like Jada Pinkett's his head.
No,
I mean, if you look at Brooksy's girlfriend's chest, you might think otherwise. But
listen, I mean, mountains. Don't tell me you're one of those people.
No, you wanted a conspiracy. I just thought I would throw that in there just for the hell of it. Because
Earth is round, Josh Giddey's girlfriend's chest flat. Well,
by the end of the show, she's going to be too old for him.
His girlfriend is round, but just not her chest.
Oh my god, enough about Josh Giddey's alleged girlfriend. Now, I do appreciate Rocky throwing that one out, but you, that's gotta be one no one really believes, right?
Actually, if you really look at the question, okay, and I've done the research. I've got 47 years of research behind me on all kinds of subjects.
Okay.
I can tell you what your best favorite food's going to do to you. And I also know the flavorings are that they put in those things that I sell. And you're not going to believe me when I tell you.
But the flavor, looking natural for flavor. Like a food or a diet that enhances performance.
Big
it doesn't make no difference. Your diet that you eat. The diet that you eat.
You hear that, Brooks? It makes no difference, bro.
It doesn't make any difference at all because you're buying it from a store and it's all processed.
This is fair.
Okay. It's like I tell on every podcast. I'm not here to weed your freaking garden. I'm here to plant seeds.
Damn it.
Okay. If I plant a seed in your head, it's going to bug you. And you're going to go, wow, I got to look this up. I got to do some research. And then Brooks, you go, holy shit.
How much does it
cost? You know what the favorite, you know what the favorite industry flavoring is for vanilla ice cream? I sell it.
Ooh.
I know what I'm talking about.
Milk.
Cocaine.
Cocaine. What?
No.
Vanilla
It's something they call, no, it's not vanilla ice. Extract. It's something that they call natural flavoring enhancer.
Ah. Oh, yeah. That's America.
It's beaver caster. The scent glands from the ass of a beaver. They sell tons of it to the food industry.
Is that why beavers are extinct?
No, they're not extinct. Hell, I'm trapping them now, man.
My house, Cody, the beavers are certain.
You don't want to go the wrong way of a beaver because you end up near the ass. So. Brooksy likes eating beaver.
Listen,
I'm not talking about that kind of beaver. I'm talking about the little furry sucker with the flat tail that'll tear out the daggone mess of trees. That's what I'm talking about.
Funny, you think we're talking about something different.
Yeah, see, it's an animal I trap.
The same until you said the trees.
Okay, enough ass-eating jokes. I don't need ass, by the way.
You probably try.
I can tell you about a lot of stuff that you don't really realize that you're doing and you've been doing because you've been indoctrinated to do it. Okay? And I was indoctrinated to do it, but as I slowly learned what was going on, I stopped it. I just said, I ain't doing this no more. I ain't eating that no more. I'm not drinking that no more. Okay? Because I also worked for 18 years in the medical industry. I know what the hell is going on because I used to read all the MSDs that came with the medications.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That opened up a whole new train of thought for me. And it also helps when you have a medical dictionary so you can break down what the compounds are on the label of, the, of your favorite food.
Right.
Okay.
Well, give it to us, brother. Give me that knowledge, bro.
Well, I can give you more knowledge. You know what they find in
Australia? We have all the information on the actual food.
We have it on the actual food.
We have it set up differently.
Yeah, he's a.
We have it.
Well, yeah, there's foods in the United States that are not allowed in other countries because they're so damn hazardous to your health.
You think people allow other people to eat fish fillets? That does not happen in other countries.
Well, let me tell you something about your favorite food. Might be them little tilapi fish that they have in China.
Nope.
You know where they grow them fish at?
Eel farms.
No. In the goddamn sewage treatment plant to eat up the stuff inside the sewage.
I want you to guess my favorite food. I'm so sorry to do this too, because you are making.
Oh, it's probably McDonald's.
It's beaver. I told you it's beaver.
That was really insulting for me to yell "fuck you" at him. I'm very small. I want you to rate my sandwich here. I've been getting shit for my sandwich here, and I know. And you can go back to your story. I do apologize, but I am here for the jokes. So, you go to the Subway, not the train station, the sandwich.
Yeah, you're talking about sandwich shop.
Correct. So you get a Italian toast.
Say g'day to Jared.
Okay.
A lot of sodium.
Saying g'day to Jared, you prick. Josh Giddy is. Boom, Josh Giddy joke!
So what's your favorite sandwich?
And so, my favorite sandwich we'll get to, but this I want your thoughts on this sandwich.
Okay.
And so we get Italian toasted. And then we move on. And they say, what do you want? Say, I want meatball and provolone. So then we get meatball and provolone on it. Toasted.
Yeah, meatball.
Double toasted. Now, here's where things get weird.
Cat, bro.
Here's where things get weird. Man. And I want opinions on this one. So you have your toasted meatballs and provolone and Italian
bread. What's provolone?
It's a cheese.
Cheese.
Oh, okay, we'll just say cheese in.
Provolone cheese for the people in Australia. It's Italian.
Oh. You don't have provolone in Australia, you poor
fuck. We probably do.
Of course they do.
I don't eat Italian cheese. I'm not Italian.
It's not fine. And so then...
You guys don't have barbecue sauce in Subways.
Get to the veggie station, and then you do lettuce, onion, green pepper, and jalapeno. Is that weird on a meatball?
No. No. I eat jalapenos on a lot of stuff, man, that people don't think of.
The go-to.
You get ranch?
Is a roast beef. You always go for roast beef. When you go to
come on, bro, you get a steak, egg, and cheese.
Never get egg from Subway. Holy.
Well, let's get back to the Subway. Yeah. Okay. So
the toilet plane.
What are you asking me about the Subway? Because I can destroy Subway for you.
Okay. Is it Italian herb and cheese or Italian herbs and cheese?
Depends if there's multiple herbs. If there's only just one herb, it's herb.
Well, it has multiple herbs, but multiple people have said it's Italian herb and cheese.
Well, there is.
What is the Italian herb, though?
But there's multiple.
It's oregano.
There's a multiple.
Oh, it's definitely just like oregano and basil might be great.
So if there's more than one, then it's a plural. So then it's herbs.
Yeah.
It's herbs.
Italian.
That's what.
It just depends on how people perceive the word. Yeah, oh, that's wrong. You need to drop the S or you need to add an S. Right. So they don't know any better.
Think about
it. All about grammar. Using it correctly.
Look, there's multiple Italian herbs, bro. So
yeah.
If you think about it that way, Italian herb could insinuate a plural. Plurality.
Yes, I don't know, but doesn't Italian plurality. Herb and cheese like roll off the tongue,
bro? My fault, bro.
Italian rolls off the tongue way easier than Italian herbs and cheese. Italian herb and cheese, bam, boom, bam, we're out of there.
Right.
That's because Americans butcher up the English language.
Hey,
that's
hey,
all.
Hey, you watch your mouth. That was hurtful.
If you guys are talking around each other and you go, how far is it over to the gas station? You say, well, it's right down the block. You go down to the south and they say, how far is the gas station? It's over yonder. What the fuck is yonder?
Rocky, I want you to hold that amazing.
Yonder is synonymous with beyond.
Yes, boys. We have a special guest.
Yonder synonymous with beyond.
Yeah, but most people don't know that.
Laka, weekly wrap-up. Basically got kicked off Podbean. It went too long. They said, no, you can't keep putting this fantastic content on air. And then we said, no, we're going to do it again. And now we're debating. Is it Italian herb or Italian herbs and cheese when you go to
I'll take and use a real good saying for that. At this point, what difference does it make?
All the difference in the world, brother. Welcome to the world of the Rapid Up Podcast.
Who said that, though?
Me.
Hillary Clinton, when she was asked why she didn't send in the people to save the people in
What do you think she said? Urban
ambassador. She said, at this point, what difference does it make?
Just give me a walk sandwich. Just like that.
That's not what I care about. Do you think she said urban cheese or herbs and cheese?
Urban cheese.
It depends on which state you're in. It depends on which state you're in. Whether you're in a state of confusion or a state of drunkenness.
Urban cheese. I get that. Yeah. I get the joke.
Who cares?
Oh, look, Lack is here.
Just say, I want you to try Lack urban is here. Cheese.
Hello.
Lack.
Just got back.
How was your drive?
Yeah, kind
of
sucked.
You still haven't got down to the daggone nitty-gritty of Subway yet.
Oh, yeah, no, we'll get there. Hold on to it.
16 and under is 8-3.
This is a big big moment here in show history here because the producer, my producer, has finally showed up to one of my live shows, which is really big. And this is the part where I stop talking. Oh, I've joined every single one. Brock, don't encourage him. Miss you, Laka.
Hello.
Hello, producer.
Hey, what do you mean? I'm in every live show.
See, isn't that what I just said he would say? Maybe I'm losing it. Maybe I'm the one who's crazy. Maybe I'm.
We're all crazy.
It was a great song. Now,
Rocky Raccoon. You might want to change your name to Rocky Spittoon.
Brooks, I think you're tripping, bro.
Why? Because he's spitting facts?
Hey, don't piss me off. I'll send some of my friends over to knock your trash cans over.
What do you mean, bro?
Garbage cans. We don't have trash here. We have garbage.
Trash pandas. That's what raccoons are. They're called trash.
Yeah. We don't have raccoons here.
I know you don't. But you know, the next best thing is a band of daggone kangaroos go over and knock your fence down.
We have bin chickens.
You also have dingoes.
Mm.
Brock,
do you keeps ever the baby across, population down.
Wombats?
Not in the wild, but I have seen them before. Yeah,
you have seen them. Oh, that's kind of cool. Can you keep a wombat as a pet?
Not a rodent. They're like,
oh, they're mammals, aren't they?
Yeah. So you'd have to, if you kept them, you'd have to be some sort of sanctioned, like, right. You know, you find one on the roadkill, and let's say it's got a baby in its pouch, you know, this sort of wildlife type thing. No. Seen a koala in like the city, like the outskirts of where I live, just crawling along the sidewalk.
Huh, that's kind of cool, though. So, like, wombats are, like, under protection?
Kind of, yeah. Same with koalas.
Yeah, around here, you can see grizzly bears walking around sometimes, too.
Yeah, we get black bears a lot up north.
Yeah, black bear and, we have black bears and grizzlies and wolverines and martens and the other native animals of raccoons, muskrats, mink, weasels, all kinds of shit.
What on earth did I miss? We're talking about bears and raccoons.
Koalas and wombats. Yeah.
We're talking about wildlife.
Tigers and bears.
We also have mountain lions here, too.
Tasmanian devil.
Elk and deer and two types of deer and pronghorn antelope here.
I'm a big mountain lion.
What do you call that species of deer that don't have the eyes?
Horny. Oh.
The what?
The species of deer that don't have the eyes.
No idea.
I don't know.
Right?
I've only seen a deer with an eye knocked out, but I haven't seen any that don't have eyes.
Just say no
and
idea.
The ones without the eyes and the legs?
Huh?
And the ones without the eyes and the legs?
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. I've never seen a deer.
Idea.
No, I don't have any idea of a deer with no eyes or legs.
Can we talk about
back
my girl?
Subway.
Huh?
That,
at least lacking
back
it.
To the Subway so I can ruin your dinner tomorrow.
Oh no, I've stopped eating Subway.
You know, that's fancy, mate. Subway for dinner.
Subway's it is fog. I need a Jersey Mike's only because of their sub sauce or whatever, which I'm pretty sure is just like olive oil and vinegar, and it's fucking phenomenal.
Now, get some barbecue sauce on the sub. Go in the Subway, get a pizza sub, get all the cuts of meat, barbecue sauce, tomato base, mozzarella cheese or ketchup, whatever you guys want to call it, and get that toasted up and bang.
Rocky's got a Subway story. The floor is yours.
You want me to tell you the things behind Subway?
I mean,
I can do that.
Is this going to turn it? I mean, we've shit on Josh Giddey for about 3.5 hours. If this is shitting on Jared Fogle, I'm in. If it's shitting on Jared Fogle, I'm in.
You probably have
definitely watched that South Park episode.
90%.
That's one of my favorite episodes. It's so funny.
Really?
90% of the crap that they sell in the Subway submarine shops is all processed food. And once you delve into that rabbit hole of what processed food has in it, you won't eat it again. Because they have all kinds of stuff.
The bread. Or is something to do with yoga mats.
I live out here in a land of wheat. Okay, we have wheat farms all over the place. All that wheat is GMO'd to withstand the herbicides and pesticides they throw all over it all summer long. Now, just remember something very important.
Am I right or not?
Plants don't have assholes, so they can't get rid of what they don't need or don't have any room or any use for. You absorb it, and it affects you. Okay?
Yeah, our wheat
nowadays, our wheat nowadays, right? Our wheat nowadays has so many things wrong with it that it actually causes you to get sick if you eat too much bread.
For Australian too wheat many rocks.
Well, it's not that. It's what the wheat is made of. It's GMO'd. It's not the normal wheat. Here we have both irrigated wheat and dryland wheat, which means it's drought resistant. How the hell does it grow on dry ground? Well, it's GMO'd to do that. It sucks the moisture out of the air.
Can't they GMO it to have an ass then?
Say again?
Can't they GMO it to have an ass?
They don't want it. They don't want you to have that, because just remember something. You know, you're taking yourself down a rabbit hole. Processed food is made so you go to the doctor, so you pay out more money to get rid of an ailment that was caused by the food. Right. Whether it's diabetes, cancer, it could be kidney stones, it could be gastroenteritis, it could be esophageal reflux. A lot of things happens because of GMO food. And they're trying to erase the GMO food now. They're trying to get to where they can't afford to put it out. High fuel prices, high material costs for seed and fertilizers and pesticides and stuff. They're trying to starve us out is what they're trying to do. And they don't want you to have your own garden. Some cities, they won't let you have a garden. They say it's unsightly, but they don't want you doing that. They say, just go to the store and buy it. It's you always have a store. Yeah, but that store only has 3 days worth of groceries in it. If it's a good store, one day on the floor, two in the back.
Okay, I have a conspiracy.
But there's a lot of stuff that you look at, and when you read the labels, you buy it like you like a certain trail mix. Look at the label, and if it says it has titanium oxide on it, why in the hell do you want to eat metal? They call it a flavor enhancer. I guess they want you to have a rust taste in your mouth. Okay, they put.
I have a conspiracy.
Everything is made with refined sugars, which are acids, and they hit it with a lot of glucose from the trees, fructose as they call it, which is glucose, and it's refined, and it is basically turned into an acid, because if you know anything about moonshine, and you know that they ferment whatever they're cooking down to a sugar, so it becomes an acid that breaks down and releases the alcohol.
Hey, bro.
And
thank you.
All of our ailments.
Brother.
All of our ailments.
You've got a conspiracy theory, Brooks.
Thank you.
Thank you. All of our ailments center around acidic products, and we are bombarded with them. When you get well, you're having problems, get away from the crap.
Thank you. I hate to do it to you, because you are making great points. Unfortunately, it's not that show. I need to talk about Sexy Red, my brother. I'm sorry. I have to. I'm sorry. Okay. So, Drake, Soulja Boy, Drake. So, Drake has been given credit, and I know a lot of people don't like this, but he's been given credit for giving out stimulus packages, in air quotes, because if you have a Drake feature, you're going places. That song's going to do well, regardless. Like, the song can suck. Does not matter. You got Drake, it's going places. So, Drake has been quoted for giving stimulus packages. Now, he gave Sexy Red a number one. Now, the argument that I think bothers me the most about this story is that it was also another one of my favorites, technical number ones. Now, I don't agree with it. There was a different album that came out at the time of SZA's. It is technically also SZA's first debut number one. It came out number one from that album. So it was also Sexy Red's first number one. Does she deserve one? No. Should that one have been SZA's? No. I've got a lot of issues here with this one. Especially the song itself. That was not the song that should have went number one off that album. It should have been the one J. Cole. Now, ultimately, that one did go number one.
The real question is, what do they order at Subway?
I might kill myself. So, this is all basically a long way of saying, would you buy Sexy Red's OnlyFans? Because I don't think I would.
What does she look like?
Young Thug.
What does Young Thug look like?
Well, look it up. Jordan Poole is officially, breaking news, Jordan Poole, former Golden State Warriors player, he has denied the rumors about him spending, quote, $500,000 on a date with Ice Spice. Definitely not. Definitely cap. He said in a quote.
NBA should investigate.
Listen.
Investigating you, they should investigate. Cool.
Ice Spice is certainly older than the 15-year-old going to homecoming that Josh Giddey was trying to split in half. We're going to keep it a fucking buck.
You have to ask, though, can he afford the blackmailing that's going to happen to him?
I would hope.
He's a blackmail. Yeah.
No, he's not. He's a white Australian.
No. Jordan Poole.
I thought we were talking about Josh Giddey.
No.
Listen, I would let Ice Spice blackmail me. I would just let her mail me.
Blackmail you over, though.
Okay. So now we're talking about blackmail. It's Josh Giddey.
Ooh, I play golf.
Ooh, I touch kids. You for the kitties. Final thoughts
on Poole or the
fucking whole thing? Because I'm out of here. I gotta go beat my meat and go to bed.
Jeez,
that's honest.
The usual guy knockoff, has he?
Listen. This is the guy you're getting on Tuesday. Duds Podcast returns. Apparently, I'm going to do the promoting. Duds a podcast
Friday.
Will come out on a Friday, but it will be recorded on a Tuesday. So if something crazy happens, like Kanye West saying something crazy about the Jews, or Antonio Brown saying, how can I be anti-Semitic? I fucked a Jewish bitch. Everyone's like, wow, you have CTE and you can certainly be anti-Semitic when fucking a Jewish bitch.
Yeah, but did he wear a condom? Because that'd be genocide.
I'm going to... Rocky, what do you have to promote?
Hold on, man. I gotta quit laughing here first.
Weekly wrap up.
I don't have anything to say, but I better not say it.
That's my favorite show to listen to. Find Rocky Romero. That's a wrestler. Find Rocky.
A wrestler. He's a wrestler.
I think so. Rocky Romero is a wrestler.
He's an entertainer.
Whatever. It's too late.
Call them what they are. They're entertainers. They're just there to make you feel good and have fun and all this other crap. It's just like the Romans did when they built the first Colosseum. Feed them cake and they won't revolt.
Do you think people got cut off when they were in the Roman Colosseum? I don't think so. Blacka.
People got killed in the Roman Colosseum.
What do you have to promote?
They made it so that the people would not revolt. Look at the Colosseum and look at all of our sports colosseums. They all got the same thing.
Lions.
I could ruin everything you think about. I really can.
Could you let us promote?
Six?
No. Oh, we promote wrapping it up anyways. Blacka, Please promote the show.
Have a good night.
Cody. Please promote the show.
He's so mute.
Cody might be asleep. That one might be legitimate. Cody might actually be asleep. I mean, if you've ever found this part of the podcast.
No, here we go. I got
the plugs. Yada, yada.
No, you can start from the top.
Don't forget the butt ones. Fucking guys, thank you all. A good job.
Anyway, if you have, by any godforsaken chance, made it to this far in a Podbean exclusive episode of the Wrap It Up Podcast, I know you're already following the Instagram at the Wrap It Up Podcast _ between each word. Duh, it's a podcast. Returns next Friday. Apparently, you can't fucking stop getting texts about it. For Rocky, for Cody, for Brock, for Lack, for myself, this has been Weekly Wrap Up. You can be a part of this show. You can be a part of this panel. Did you not like the conversations we had? That's fine. Pop through and come on and debate with us different conversations. You saw how it happened tonight. Rocky got to determine how this show went in the second half. This was a 4-hour show, people. Weekly wrap up every week on the free Podbean app. We will talk to you next week on Friday. As for lack of Cody and I, we might be remote, but we are recording tomorrow. We will talk to you tomorrow. Josh Giddy. No, Josh
Giddy. Just remember,
Josh Giddy should not be free.
Just remember one thing: I didn't kill myself.
Well.
I'll remember that, Rocky.
I guess.
Rocky, you're really.